Okay. Okay. I'm going to start the bottom of Omer Beis. I don't know what he left off there, but. Okay. Hazoy Rabbi, a Teich Memraki.
We're on with Ayin Dalet?
Right, I'm starting the bottom of Ayin Gimel Omer Beis. Okay, Hazoy Rabbi, a Teich Memraki. You have three malachas in the Mishnah which are very similar. Zoyre, Boyre, and Meraket. It's basically, they're all the same. They're all separating bad from good. Zoyre, the way Rashi explained in the Mishnah, was the winnowing. They threw it up in the air. Boyre is with the hands, the little pebbles. Meraket is with a sifter. So Gemara says, Hainu Zoyre, Hainu Boyre, Hainu Meraket. It's basically all the same thing. Why split it into three malachas? It's basically separating Eichlam and Apsoilas. Avayi Rovad Amr Tavayu Kol Milsa. This is important. Kol Milsa the Havi B'Mishkin. If it was a malach in the Mishkin, Afagav the Iki the Dam Yalom. Even though they are similar, Choshev Lo. They are. We count it in the list of Ovis Malachs. Even though they're very similar, there is slight differences. And it's a different point in the process. Zoyra is at the beginning of the process when you're winnowing the basic husks, whatever it is. Boyer is later when you have the kernels and you're taking out the stones or dirt. Meraki, you're sifting the different flowers. So there's slight differences there, but even though it's basically the same halacha, but since they were all three in the Mishkan, right? Since they were all three in the Mishkan, we count them as separate offers. So, Fragma Ebazay, Lech Shevnami Koisesh. Let's count Koisesh also. Koisesh is, in English, they with a mortar and pestle, they would knock it, smash it to take off the outer skin of the chita kernel itself. It's also taking, even though this dosh, we had dosh in the Mishnah, dosh, we take the kernel out, that's very similar, but it was in the Mishkan also. I mean, so if you count everything in the steps of the Mishkan, Omer Bashikin, only Eichel Pita below Ksisha. Ksisha, apparently, in the making of bread, was not 100% necessary. You know, the rich people, there was like a fancy way of doing it, but it's
still. Flour?
What?
Because it was a finer flour?
I'm not even sure what it accomplished. It could be. But apparently, most. You know, it wasn't standard, so we don't count it. Rav Omar, a different terror. It's funny, tells the Homani Rebbe. This is Rebbe. It can be only 39 of it if you're going to eat Ksish. You got 40. If he chos of Kosh, is how you love boy? So that's a reasonable question. I mean, that's not an answer. And so put that in and take out Zoyra Bar and Rak, which are very similar. You're counting three in the separating class and one in the Dosh class, in the removing it from its. From its outer covering. So, take out one of Zoyra Boyre, that's your problem, that really you're willing to do these repeated malachas. You see, you can't come past a total of 39, so put in Kaisesh and take out one of Zoyra Boyre and Raki. That's not an answer. I mean, what's the terror? The right terror is Abayi, since Kaisesh is not necessary to the process. No, what's in the Mishkan, that doesn't count as its own av. It's repetitive of dash, and not everybody does it, so it's not counted. Okay. We come to the sugya of Boirer. Sing Gemara. Tana Rabbona. Hoyu lefonav minei oichlin. He had in front of him types of oichlin. Boirer. Now, kipshuto means boirer. You're selecting. There's food there, and there's garbage there, whatever it is. You're selecting. So first of all, let's just see, the Bryce itself is very enigmatic. It doesn't make sense. One has five attempts, five shot them how to read this Bryce. Boirer v'oichel, he can pick and eat. Boirer u'maniach, explains to us, what do you mean boirer? Boirer means, I'm not eating it, but I'm making it for you to eat. That's what boirer maniach means, myself for you. V'lo yivre, don't be boirer. V'imbir chayiv chatos. Okay, on the face of it, something's wrong with this price. We got something's either got to be added, subtracted, something's got to be done here. First it says you can do it. Then it says don't do it. And if you do it, you get chayiv chatos. Something's wrong over here. Okay. Now, again, what are we talking about? Hoyulafon of mine oichlin. Chur, it means there's food and there's chaff or there's dirt or there's something. Interesting, some had a girsa. Rabbeinu Chananel brings the girsa was, if you look in the Tosis, Hoyulafon of shnei mine oichlin. two types. We're not separating food from psoilus. So take that food, and that's the idea which we hold that way, that there's boirer in two types of food. If I want one and not the other, then the other one becomes psoilus. It's a very important, we hold that way, lahalacha. Let's say you have apples and oranges. Oh, that's a hard time. A real mixture, but what?
Raisins and nuts.
Right, that's a real mixture. I'm allergic to nuts. No nuts for me. That's boirer, even though you can't call it eichel, psoilus, really. The nuts is not garbage. You'll eat it, I can't. But since I want now this and not that, it becomes eichel psoilus. Okay, now let's try and figure out this price. Again, it seemingly doesn't make the words, so just read. It says, you can be boirer for yourself, you can boirer for your friend. Don't be boirer. And if you're boirer, you're chayv chatas. Something's very wrong here. Mike Homer, what does it say here? So there's going to be four attempts, and the final answer will be five systems here. Omar Ula, Hachi Kom. This is what it says: Boyer for Oichel leBoy Bayoyim. You can be Boyer and eat. It's for that day. Boyer Maniach leBoy Bayoyim. Or we said Boyer Maniach always means one is for you, one is for your friend. If it's for that day, Ula Mochar. But if you're doing your selection today for tomorrow, Lo Yivra, you can't do it. Vimbira Chayiv Chatos. Okay, interesting pshat means it. What the Braisa means is you can make Breira for today, but not for tomorrow. And if you make it tomorrow, that's an av malach, yichai v'chattis. Says the Gemara, they don't like it. Maskev lav chizu v'chimut alefos lebo bayom. Tell me something. Boyer is an av malacha? Of course. Now, when did we ever hear that an av malacha you can do for Shabbos and not for tomorrow? Can you cook for today? One just doesn't buy it. That's not... Now, we're going to refine that later. We'll see. Because as we all know, Boyer is mutter if you're selecting it for immediate use. But that's not what we're saying. That we're saying for the day. That means you could do it Friday night for 5 minutes before Shkia on Shabbos. That's impossible. See, the idea of selecting right away miyad that it's mutter is the way Rishonim explained, because that's the derech breira. That's eating. If I have something I put it in my mouth, that's eating. That's not selecting, it's a process. But that's what we're saying at this point. This point we're saying, we thought it meant you can do it for today. There's no such thing as a malacha being mutter for today and also for tomorrow. There's no such thing. Are you allowed to bake for today? It makes it rhetoric. The one is asking, you can't tell me there's a malacha that's mutter to do for Shabbos and not for after Shabbos. Is that true? Okay. Attempt number one was just shot down. Elam Rab Chizda. Interesting. We have a concept, as we all know. There's a thing called a shir. You're not allowed to eat chaylev, a kazayis. What do you feed less than a kazayis? That's called chotzi shir. That's a different story already. Now, we happen to hold chotzi shir is awesome in our Torah. But that was the Gemara's attempt here. You know what it means, the price? We're going to read it like this. When the price started and said you can choose for yourself, it means less than a groigus, let's say the shir. Baru kishir, a full groigus, lo yivro, vembira chayiv chatos. Now, again, the Gemara jumps right away. But chotzi shir is not mutter. It's not a chayiv chiv chatos, that's true. But you can't tell me it's mutter to do a malach on chotzi shir. Can you bake on Shabbos chotzi groigus? As Rashi explains, that's your regular Easter of chotzi shir that we have in the Gemara. You want chotzi on that? So that can't be the pshat in the brayso. So attempt number two was just shut down. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Oh, here we come to a possibility. This already is a much more reasonable possibility. And this we'll see will remain halacha. One doesn't like it in the brayso. There's different ways of doing boirer. One can do it with his hand. One can do it with a sifter. One can do it with a funnel. There are different levels. So what's to do it that way? Elam Rabbi Yosef. And here we're making, again, the simple reading of the Brisa is two levels. First it says do it, then it says you can't do it. He's going to split into three levels, which is missing. That's going to be the problem here. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Boy river oichel biyad. Boy make miyad. When we said you can do boy river for yourself or your friend, it means with your hand. Lo yivror, but even be reporter. If you do it, a knoin or a tamchui, a knoin is a funnel of some sort. Some kind of beans. If you shake it through, since it's thin on the bottom, it'll just fall out the bottom. Tamchui is some sort of plate. It's your kli, but it's not your standard boyer kli. So that's also a dabonim. Potter halos ubenapu kfor. That's a sifter. That's the real breira. Lo yivror and birachayv chatos. That's how he read the brayso. Maskif la rafuna midiknon v'tamchui k'toni. Does it say k'non v'tamchui is brayso? I mean, you're making a second level there. You're making three levels. That middle level is not spelled out in the brayso. Abbas mid is dinam are true, but that can't be the brayso. Attempt number three was just shut down. Elom Rav Himnuno. It means like this. Again, there's another criterion which La Halacha makes a big difference. Do you take the good from the bad or the bad from the good? La Halacha, we know that even when you do Breira for immediate, it always has to be the good from the bad. That's how he wants to read the Breisa. Elo Rav Himnuno. Boirer the oichel. Oichel mitach psoilas. You can take for yourself. Oichel mitach psoilas. Boiru maniach for your friend. Oichel mitach psoilas. But psoilas mitach oichel lo yivrover and birer chayiv chatas. That's what the Braisa meant. That's the fourth attempt. You're splitting the Braisa. Boirer voichel, boirer maniach. You can do it. Meaning if you take oichel mitach psoilas. But kamo, if you take psoilas mitach oichel lo yivror the and birer chayiv chatas. Maskif lo abaye. The Braisa doesn't tell us that. And Tosis explains such a qualification, the Braisa should have spelled out. Because is not so clear. There are cases where the way to do it is without getting detailed. It's not such a simple idea that the easier way is such a thing which is not 100% clear, the Braisa should have spelled out. Comes now Abaye to the final pshat. Elam Abayin, this is the final pshat. When the Braisa started off and said you can make Breira for yourself, for your friend, it means for immediate use. Kamo. But don't do it for later use. Ula boy bayoy, meaning for later in the day, lo yivor v'mbira nasa kibur lo yitzvah chayiv chattas. If you're doing it for later in the day, it's like you're making burger for a warehouse, and it's chayiv chattas. That's how we remain. Meaning this Bryce is telling us, which is lahalocha that way, you can be boirer for immediate use. For not immediate use, you're chayiv chattas. Now you're talking with your hand. We don't know. We'll see. We're talking even with your hand here, even without any help. Just hold on one second. Yeah. Now, just two quick points. That's what I meant to point out before. Abaye rejected the previous pshat. What was the previous pshat? You can be boir reichem themselves, but not psalus mitachoy, which is true. But he rejected it. Why? Because it doesn't say it in the Braisa. So what pshat is he saying? I mean, boir with your hand, boir for now, but not for later. It's the same rejection. Doesn't say that either in a price. Doesn't say anything in a price. The price is completely enigmatic. It says you can make Breira. You can't make Breira. We got to do something over there. So, one second. Rav Himnuna suggested, I'll give you a simple suggestion. When it says you can make Breira, it means Eichel Mitach Psoilas. Then, when it says you can't make Breira, it means Psoilas Mitach Eichel. Which everyone will, no one disagrees with that. Just the price says that can't be pshat in the Braisa. It doesn't say that. So what's his suggestion? When it says you can be boyer, it means immediately. When it says you can't be boyer, it means for 2 hours later. It doesn't say that either in the Braisa. You're not fixing me much. It's an enigmatic Braisa. Something's missing in this Braisa. So that's what Tais explained what I told you before. Obviously, something's got to be added to this Braisa. Because it's a theorem. It says you can't do boyer. You can do boyer. You got to say this is case A, this is case B. So he rejected it. It doesn't say anything. That's what Tais explains. To put in there, oichel mitach psoilas, and psoilas mitach oichel, that the Tana would not have left without spelling out. Because as he explains in this Tais, we won't get into it, that's not such a simple idea. There are cases where it's better to do psoilas mitach oichel. We're not getting into detail right now. So he would not have been soisim a thing. That's a complicated idea. Immediate and later use is obvious, Abayel. That he didn't have to fill in. Now, what immediate and later means is a big asik in the poskim. What does it mean immediate? 3 seconds? Okay, Tysus goes, the basic rule of thumb is for that meal, as opposed to the next meal. Well, that's also not 100% clear. That's a big asik enough for now. How do you decide what's called for now? There are some shittas who hold, a lot of shittas who hold, as long as you're up to the next meal. Let's say I dined early, my shoe 8 o'clock. I'm finished lunch at 11 o'clock, I'm out. I only shall shoot until take 5 o'clock, let's say. On the summer till 7 o'clock. According to some shittas, as soon as I finish lunch, my wife can start making Breira for supper. Because it's the next meal. That's good enough. We don't hold that way, Laloch. It'll be 7 hours later. But it's there's no meal in between. There are common shittas here, not for now. Now. So we. What was your question?
I had a question. Is there an issue? Is someone saying why it's chatos? Like,
why not?
Well, because he's bringing. Oh, it's. Oh, I.
But it's given the requirements for chatos, whatever it is, he did a bishrei. Yeah, we're not getting involved in that. So now this Bryce we now tells us a simple thing, which is understood. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody agrees. We're talking here with your hand. Forget about kelim. We'll see in a minute. I'll give you kelim. Your hand. If you do it for immediate use, quote unquote, you're good. If you do it for later use, you're in serious trouble. Okay, let's proceed. That's one thing in Braver which we must know. Let's proceed. So again, we had five attempts. The last attempt was Abaye. That seems to be the accepted way to learn. Omru Rabbonin Kameh de Rova. Rabbonin said over this whole discussion to Rova. Omer Lui said, Shaper Omer Nachmoini. Nachmoini is Abaye. His shot is good. We learned a few times. We call Abaye Nachmoini because he was brought up as an orphan. He was brought up by Rabbi Bar Nachmoini, so he used to call him after his father. Okay, now let's proceed. Now here it's interesting. Here we have the gears. So we have the gears. Shnei mini oichlin. Okay. Ubire v'ochel ubire v'hiniach. Okay. Very nice. What's the din? Rav Ashi masni poter. Rabbi Yirmi midifti masni chayiv. Okay. Now we're not clear what's going on here. Rav Ashi masni poter v'toni chayiv. We have a brisa, not this previous brisa. We'll see, because this brisa is talking without a caleb. We have a brisa that somewhere said that if you make brera, even for immediate use, you are chayiv. And he's saying if you make brayer for immediate use, even, it's potter. That's what he said, potter. How can he say potter? We have a brayer that's chayiv. Answers the Gemara, back to what we said before, we didn't put it in the brayer. Loi kashi, ho b'knoin v'tam chui, ho b'napa b'kvora. Napa b'kvora is the sift, sift I think you call it in English, you know, an official thing that's made for selection. Sif, good. That is the real kli of brayer. That's a chatas. When you do it with your, again, we're talking for immediate use. If you do it for later, you chayv chatas even with your hand. That's the price we had. Now we have a new discussion. Immediate use. I'm going to limit that too. Immediate use. You told me it's okay. That's with your hand. But if you do it with a sifter or a sieve, immediate use, you chayv chatas. And if you do it with a knoin v'tamchui, it's in the middle. It's also with abono. Knoin v'tamchui, it's a kli. It's a primitive kli. It's not a. Yeah, but people can use it like a simple funnel. They claim you put beans with chaff in a simple funnel. Since this is wide and this is narrow, that's going to fall through. But that's not a kli for sifting. That's for pouring. But you use it. If you use a kli, it's also midrabona. And that's la halacha that way. When we say you can choose for immediate use, we mean with your hands. Not with a kli. Okay, we won't get into detail. There's a very, very detailed stuff here. Hey, what'll be like this? You have your raisins in nut case, okay? I won't eat raisins. So, no problem. I pick out a raisin. It's 100% mutter, right? It's for immediate use. So I took it with my hand. I don't want to get my hands dirty. The raisins were just to have some schmear on them. You know, I hope it's kosher, but whatever. So I take a toothpick or I take a fork and I stick it into the raisin. I pop it into my mouth. Is that mutter or awesome? That's mutter. Moshe explained it. He'll explain. That's not using the kli to make the selection. Selection's with your hand there. You're showing your hands get dirty. When we say a kli, it means the kli is being used in the selection. Like a cone, you'll make a paper cup and sort of shift, you know, shake it through to shake out the bottom. There you're using something that you couldn't do that with your hand. Or let's say it's meat and potatoes and it's hot. So I'm going to burn my hand. That's not using the fork for selection. I'm saying in a slotted spoon. That's a different story. A slotted spoon to take the liquid out. That's you're using it for selection. You have to be careful. That's detailed work here. Let's proceed.
Are you talking about for the other person is only if you're doing...
You're assuming I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Only if you're also eating?
No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the price. Boiru v'oicha, boiru maniach. I can do it for me, I can do it for you. It doesn't matter. Which case? You can't do oichem to themselves with a kli. It's also midrabbanan. The father, kli makes also midrabbanan. And napu kfaro oichem to themselves miyad is still chiyuv chatas. Doesn't matter. That's boyer v'oichem. No. Boyer v'oichem, boyer v'niyah. It's like the boyer v'oichem for yourself, boyer v'niyah you do for your body. It doesn't matter. But it has to be immediate. I have to pick it out to give it to you for immediate eating. But it doesn't matter. I can do for you also. Always you're going to have it when the women serve and they separate on the plate. It's always that. But they're eating also. They're okay. But it doesn't matter. Yeah.
The matzias of a sifter, though, is that it breaks down the big chunks into little chunks, too. Is that different?
No, that's why it's real bravery. That's the biggest bravery you can have.
It's a big chunk, but it's all ochel, not solus.
Then it's not bravery.
And a factor of... No. That's the difference between a strainer and a sieve and a sifter. A sifter breaks down the big pieces. Yeah. A strainer just strains.
That's true. But if there's no solus at all, then there's no bravery. If it's all just breaking in smaller pieces, that has nothing to do with bravery. It might be tchina. I don't know what it would
that
be.
That you can't do either, but...
What?
Like to break down large pieces.
Depends into what size pieces. We'll get that. Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's not brayer. That's not brayer. That's a different malach.
Understand that? But the sieve,
right?
More breaks up the pieces.
Oh, okay. Then that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that. It's a different discussion. I thought a sieve was just a sifter. My mistake.
The strainer and the sieve.
Yeah.
The sieve has
So that's what we're talking. Right.
It breaks up the pieces.
Then there's an added factor that has to be looked at on its own. I mean, depends. No, we're not talking about such a clue as far as I know. Okay, let's proceed a little bit. He also Rabdimi Omar shifted the Rabbi Bihava. It was his turn to be the waiter, whatever. The Iklo Rabami Rabasi, he came to them. They came to visit. So he wanted to serve them a bowl of fruit. Now, he didn't want, there was fruit mixed, I guess, with Rashi says, with leaves, there was stuff over there. He didn't want to make brayer before. So he didn't separate it. What he did was, he just threw it down in front of them. He didn't want to make that brayer before. Immediately could have done it. Once they were sitting, they could have done it. Because immediately he can do it for others, we said. But the Maram explains he didn't want to do it in front of them because he didn't want to make them wait. And to do it before, that already is for later use. Now, the lawyer then, I wasn't sure. Is it because he held even, which is true because it was before? Or, meaning he wasn't doing it because of Hilchas Boirer over here. He wanted Ayin Yofa, meaning he wanted them to serve the whole thing. It looks nice, you know. When I pick out the apple, I put three apples down on a plate. It looks a little cheap. As I put you out a whole bowl of apples with the whole business, the branches, you do what you want. It's like, and was he concerned with Hilchas Breira? It was just a question of formality of some sort. The truth is, it is a problem. Because even Eichel Mitar Psoilis, if you do it for later, you can't do it. Okay.
When he put it down, he threw the contents out of it.
Yeah, and it separated. That's how Rashi learns. It broke itself apart, so now there was no problem altogether. Okay, now we come to a very interesting piece of Gemara. Not easy to figure out what the case is here. Chizkiya om ha-boyre turmusa mitach psoila shalem chayif. Turmusa, I don't know if they have an English word. It's some sort of a vegetable. And it required a tremendous amount of cooking. It was a very hard thing. They used to cook it 7 times. Do they have an English here? You have a word for it? So, what is it? Lupine beans. It requires a lot of cooking. Now, Kim Chizkin says an interesting statement. If you take the tumusim out from the psoilas, chayiv achatos. Now, lechura, that's oichum mitach psoilas. You're taking the tumusim from the psoilas. He doesn't mean for later. That we know is chayiv achatos. He doesn't mean with a kli, that we know also. He seems to mean you took with your hand the tumus for immediate eating. So what's the problem? Lechura, that's very nice. Lema kosova chizkia oichum mitach psoilas osa? Is that what he's saying? That oichum mitach psoilas is osa? What's going to be here? Says the Gemara, no. Shiny tumusim. Tumusim are different. The shalkele shiva zimne. It's a very strange type of vegetable. It had to be cooked 7 times. Now, I'm not sure if they make it soft or bitter. I don't know, but that was the process. Yeah, it apparently did not become edible until it was very, very cooked. That's how they did it. The ilo shaklele misrach. The way Rashi learns, an interesting case over here. If you will not take out, since it's been cooked so much, it's quite mushy, I imagine. It takes a sort of bean and cook it over 7 times. It begins mushy. It's going to be very, very, extremely soft. So if you don't pull it out of there, because it's so soft and I don't know what to call it, mushy, because of the overcooking, misrach, it will how do they explain it? It'll smell. It'll spoil. So therefore what? It's a very strange thing that we're saying here. The way Rashi learns, you have these beans and there's some psoilus in there. It's been cooked a lot. Now this stuff is going to spoil if you don't get it out of there. So since it's so close to spoiling, you're taking the beans to eat, really. It's oichel. But because it's so close to spoiling, Kol zman it's mixed with the psoilas, we treat it like psoilas. Because if you don't take it out immediately, it's going to become psoilas. It's like a funny thing. It's really oichel. But it's borderline, and in a couple of minutes, it's going to become psoilas. So we treat it like psoilas. So when you take it out, even though it's really oichel, it's psoilas. We treat it with machver and say, you're really doing psoilas mitoch oichel. It's a strange thing, yeah, a very strange thing, because the other thing is also psoilas. But since it's a mess, that stuff, we look at it like you're taking the psoilas. That's a there are the pshatim here. That's how Rashi learns. But what is important, though, in Chizkiah's statement is, whatever exactly the process was here, at the end of the day, he says, Boirut to Musum is a problem. Why? Because it's psoilas mitochaychel. It's a strange psoilas mitochaychel, but that's what he said. So now we have the third component for Hilchot Boirut. That first Brisa taught us what? If you take it for immediate use, you're in business. For later, even though it's your hand, you have chayv echatos. That's that Brisa. Then we had, what about immediate use, not with your hand? That we had. Knoin, Rav Ashi said, potter. Napu kvora, immediate use, chayv echatos. But that's all oichel mitoch psoilas. Psoilas mitoch oichel, we just learned from Chizkiah, even with your hand, even immediate, is a chatos. And that's the halacha, how it comes out. Any one of those three things, you get yourself a chatos. It's a very interesting halacha, bro. There's three factors. Any one of those factors, you're in serious trouble. The only way to go is to be clear of all three factors. Meaning, you take it with your hand, you take the oichel, and you take it for immediate use. If any of those three things are missing, you're in trouble. Okay. Let's continue. Vatoichen. Toichen means grinding. Now again, grind, this may have to do with your question. Grinding, we understand, is a grinder. You start with kernels of wheat, you wind up with flour. This is a different type. It's close, but it's not quite. But the Gemara says it's chin. Omra papa, haiman de torim silka. He chops silka, it's beets, I think, into small pieces. Chayiv mishum toichen. Even though it's not grinding, but it's fine chopping. Correct. Now, this is a tremendous discussion in Rishonim and Lahalokh. What's up with silka? What's beets different than anything else? We singled out beets. This is a big problem here. The rule of thumb is most people hold that anything that can be eaten raw, there's no tchina on it. And silka was a vegetable that was not eaten raw. That's why it was singled out. Anything that could be eaten raw. Let's say a hard-boiled egg. Think for that. You want to make chopped eggs. That wouldn't be tchina. According to most. I'm getting that's like a laloch and that's a lot of problems here. There's also another discussion. What? No. That's autumn loss. Trina not. That's a good question. It's a good question, but Pasht is not. Even though we had yesterday. Tomorrow we'll have Disha. Does some do. But okay, here. Also, when we say chopped up and defined, it has to be chatiches kitanis, very small, dak, they call. So not 100% clear how you define that. That means you take a tomato and you slice it, that's not what we're talking about.
Has to be. Saying that could be eaten raw? People,
no, hard egg. Talking a hard egg.
Saying a hard egg.
Yeah, that, the way it is, it can be eaten. So if you grind it, right. No, raw, you can't eat. I mean, you could. Gemara says you could eat a raw egg, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, the Gemara says it is edible because you can down it. Yeah, right. But that's not what we're talking about. And this interesting question, what you call small pieces, okay, that has to be defined. But anyway. Okay, let's continue. Amrav Nasha, similar thing. I'm on the solar silsi. He's chopping up wood into sawdust. That's also toichin. Chayim shim toichin. Amrav Ashi, he copied a moshchisah. If he's makbel when he cuts it on exact dimension of pieces, he's got another head on his head. Chaim shu mechatech. Mechatech comes from the leather. It was cut into. So when you cut something along dimension, you got another problem on your hands. Mechatech. Okay, alosh vehoife. Now, again, as we understood in the Mishnah, you learned yesterday, the whole Mishnah lists the first 11 malachas is what we call Sidur the Pas, the making of bread. The Mishnah and the Mishkan, they didn't make bread. It's not true. It was the cooking process for the dyes, which happens to follow the same process. But obviously, when the Mishnah, how do we know the Mishnah switched? Because it says oife, oife is baking. It should have said bishel. Obviously, it was switched out from what was exactly in the Mishkan. He left bishel someone in the haba b'mishkan. He left out what says in the Mishkan. Zogmatana didan sidur the pas nokat. Ah, Mishnah wants sidur the pas. It happens to be the same exact parallels, but for some reason it went sidur the pas. Okay. Omar Vacha Baravira. Hi man, very interesting thing. Show the sichto le atuna. A sichto. Rashi is a yossi. The what do you call those things? In a tent, you know, a peg, a wooden peg that you hold the tent down with. A peg. He threw it into the oven. Chayiv mishum mevashi. Why'd he put it in there? It should get hard. I don't know exactly what it was made. I don't know exactly what's going on over there. But they would put it into heat to harden it. Okay? So you're cooking. Zagwan b'shita. Zagwan. The basic rule of cooking, generally the rule of Bishul, is that it softens the thing. Zagwan like this. Amau the same l'shururim monaka mechavet. He's not softening anything over there. He's trying to harden it. Not sure what this peg was made out of, but what does Rashi say? I don't know. It's wet, and he has to dry it out to harden it. So hardening, that's not visual. Zogdi Gemara, komashma demir for rofi v'ha de komet. The actual, the process, what happens over there is that it gets soft from the heat. It gets soft. That allows it to release the moisture. That's how Rashi explains the process here. And then it hardens. So there is a softening process. So in the process, it's a softening that is bishul. When you do that, you chayv for bishul. Okay, now. I think that's what we're talking about here. Yeah.
I love they say that belt bake
it. Uh-huh. Okay, to harden. This is harden.
Take out the moisture.
Right.
So it doesn't make some
more. Right. Oh, that's how it does. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. But apparently, that's how the Gemara understood it. First, it softens it to get the moisture, then it hardens it. So there is a softening there. That's bishul. He boiled up some tar or pitch, whatever it's called. Chai mishum mavash. Fregma pshita, why this portion? Mao the same became the hod of ikusha emalok or mashmalon. Apparently, when you take this pitch stuff, you cook it, it becomes liquid. If you leave it out for a while, it gets cold, it seems to recongeal. So I would have thought that that's not called bishul, because the process is reversible. But that's not true. That's not true. I mean, you think about it. You cook fat. You make it into liquid. I mean, if you leave it to put in the fridge, it's going to recongeal. That's still called cook. Okay. Now we're coming to Gemara, so we have to really move it because in two or three lines it says a lot here. Omar Rova, Hai Manda Ovid Chavito. He made a barrel. It's called Klicheres in clay. Chai Mishevah Shachatoyes. He wins the jackpot. He picks up 7 chatoyes in making that chavis. We're going to have to go to the Rashi, or we'll never figure it out. Go straight to the Rashi. Sheva chatoyes. Okay, now, I'm not so familiar with the process, but we're starting with earth, right? We start with dirt. That's what we're talking about, a very primitive system here. We're talking with dirt. So let's get the Rashi there. Sheva chatoyes. Toichen horigovim. The first thing, he takes chunks of earth and he grinds them down to get, I guess, a powdery substance. Shoichen hodek. He chops them fine. Have a toichen. That's toichen. Then he took dirt from the ground. He's got to get the stones out of there. Uboyer had tsroyroy sagasos, the big pebbles, mitoichen, areshtai. He just picked up 2 chatoyes, toichen and boyer. Now, makidon binapo, he sifts it through a sifter, I don't know why exactly, that's number 3, hakod. Umegabel atit, he mixes that mush with water to make some sort of like a cement. Dainu losh, that's lisha, 4. Now, he shapes it, right? He's shaping a pot, let's say a bowl. You ever seen him do it? The kids have these fairs on. He's got to smooth it. That's mimareyach. That's another malach in the Mishkan. Mimareyach atid kishos agoylam, the basic form. Sheicholik, it should be smooth. Harei mimachi. That's 5. Now, what is he going to do now? He's got to put it into the oven. So first of all, he got to turn on a fire. That's mavir. That's 6. Mavir asur bekivshon. Umetzarfo puts it into the kitchen and it bakes. Harei mevashel. So you have 7 chatoyes there. Says the Gemara Tanur, if he's making. We said before, the ovens they used basically were just fancy klecherises. It was the same thing. It's basically a cheres pot turned over. They baked it harder. If you go to a Tana, Yechayim Mishum Shmoyne Chatoyes. One more. Why? Because after it's the klecheres, he would smear around it tfelo, some sort of like an insulating material around it to insulate. Now, what is that? That's the Gemar Malach of a Tana. So that's Makab Patish. You just got yourself hit with another Malach. Fine. So when you make a klicheres on Shabbos, you get 7 chatoyes. If you make a tana, which has one more step, that's 8 chatoyes. Next. Om Rabbi Haiman Dovid Chilso. It's a basket made from some sort of reeds. Chaim Achases Rei Chatoyes. 11 chatoyes you get for that. Let's go to the Rashi over there. Chaim Yur Aleph. First of all, what is the first thing he does? first thing, he has to take the konim from the ground. He has to cut them off. Now, we had before yesterday, zoymer v'tzorech le'etzim is itself tuchatoyis. Because when you cut the thing, it helps the ground, and you need it, so it's koitzim. So zoymer akonim v'tzorech lem chayiv mishum koitzim mishum noteya. Right there, you got two. Now he collects them. Osvam yachad areizem me'amer. That's a melacha. Collecting things from the place where they were grown is me'amer. Just picked up three chatoyis. Now, birer yofois. He has to pick the ones that are usable from the junky ones. That's boirer. So that's already four. What? No, obviously he means he took the bad from the good. I mean, or he did it for later. That they talk about. But there's a selection process here. Good point. But good selection process here. They do notice that. Rashi, if someone to say he means he's doing it for later because he can't use them right now, he's got to work on it and use it later, so it's for later. Later is always a problem. That's a point. That's a good point. So we just picked up four. Okay. Hechlikon, he has to smooth out the reeds, I guess. Harezim emachik, that's five. Ason dakois, he's got to chop it down. Me'achashtayim osholish, he's got to chop it into smaller pieces. That's the type of toichet. So we have six already. Chotchon b'mir, he has to cut it to dimension. I guess it needs a certain size to fit the basket. Okay, now he basically is going to do the weaving process with these reeds. So you get all your weaving problems. The first thing in the weaving is called mesech. You set up the chassis strings, the strings that go the long way, right? Hesech, hashesi, hareze mesech. Then orak, he starts actually weaving the basket. That's the malach of shtebote nirin. You make, simply speaking, the shtebote nirin is the chassis strings are held up by these loops, like these eyes, and you put them through. That's how you set up your basic thing. Then you shoot the other one across. It's also a malach. All right, then he does the weaving itself. Now, when they wove it, it was a very primitive thing. Can you imagine what you have there? You have a basket, so you'll have rough edges sticking out. You got to cut them off. That's makab patish already. To make it a smooth outsider, it's a makab patish. I mean, look, come on. When you have a thing and there's little feathers sticking out, you pick them off. That's makab patish. I'm sure yud aleph. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta. If you bend over that basket and you want to make a lip on it, you're going to get two things. Because apparently, what they did was they would like sew it on with something on to make a lip. So you have sewing, and to hold whatever string you're using over there, you have to tie a knot, so you have that too. Chai shlosh shreich ha-toyis, because you then have toifer v'koysher. Ha-goyzes is ha-tzem ha-mlamu. Goyzes is to shear the wool, malabno to whiten it, to clean it. Amar Rabba Bachon, interesting thing. Amar Rabbi Yechon, ha-tovet semesh al-gabi behema v'shabas. If you remember in the Mishkin, the women had a trick. They could do the spinning when the wool was still on the animal. That's a trick. So he says that's what he did. Now, ordinarily, what do? Ordinarily, you cut the tzemer off the animal, then you comb it out, and then you spin it. Not we've done spinning. You spin it into threads. That's three separate malachas: goizes and menapets, combing out, and then tov is itself a malacha. The guy did it while it was on the animal, and then he pulled it off. I don't know how he did it. It's against the chokhma. He sort of combed it out and spun it while it was attached, and then he ripped it off. He says, Yechayim sholosh chatoyis. Achas mishum goizes, achas mishum menapets, v'achas mishum tovo. Rav Kana says it's not true. Ain't there a gziza b'kach? Because gziza is never done with the hand. You don't rip wool off of an animal. You cut it with shears. Ain't there menapets kach, ain't there tevi b'kach. This is not the derech to do it on the animal. That's a shaloike, that's kalachayat. It's more of a loy, it's not. V'hotanyi, mishmei derem nechemya. By the Mishkan, shotu b'izim v'tovu b'izim. It says, v'tovu b'izim, the Chazal learned they did it on the animal. So you see, there is a way, a process to do it. Alma tvi al gabi behema shmo tvi. That is called spinning. The Torah calls it spinning. It says the chokhmah yasei reshaini. That's a special chokhmah the Torah is saying the women did, but it's not the normal way to do it. So if me and you do it, we're part. That's not the most. But here the Torah says, "Asher nosa livon b'chokhmah." Somehow, I don't know if all of it was done that way. Some of the women did it. I don't know. It's an interesting question. But the Torah is bedafke saying nosa some believe, but this is what it's saying. It's called a special trick. That far we're not taking out. And the Torah goes as far as to say that if somebody will now learn that chokhmah and do it, he'll still be potter because it's bottle daiter eitzachalodim. Today it's called not normal to do it that way. Usually, when we say botladaitis, when you're doing a shlakia way, here he's doing it in a better way, but it's also called botladaitis. Okay, let's move. He's pulling off feathers or whatever you call it from a bird. Now here he's doing it with his hand. We just said with your hand is not the derech. Says the Gemara Pchayrus, that's only by an animal, by a bird, the way is to pull off the feathers with the hand. There it is, the derech. Then he cuts down the edges. He wants to make feathers for a pillow, cutting down the edges, cutting them off. He pulls the hairs off the other edge. Chayiv sholosh chatoyis. Omer shemin lokish. Toilesh, pulling it out, that's goizes. Kaitim, cutting it down, chayiv shchad, because he has to be exactly what he needs. Memarit, when he pulls the hairs off the bottom, he's smoothing down the feather he wants, is chayiv shum memachik. Tying and untying. Where was the tying in the Mishkan? When they pitched their tents, what did they do? They put the pegs into the ground, then they tied it around. That's a kosher. So the Gemara, who kosher? That's not a kosher shel kayoma. So they're going to open it up in the morning when they pull out of camp. Elam Rabbi, she came orge yirius when they wove the curtains that were the Mishkan. Shenifsekolahen nimo. Let's say a thread split. They would tie it together. That's what kosher. Where do you have undoing or not? If you'll tell me, Rashi learns, let's say in your weave you have two threads next to each other, right? Two run parallel run next to each other and both split. So you say when you split, you make a knot, right? You have two of them next to each other and they split in the same spot. So what are you going to have there? You're going to have a knot here and a knot here. You're not going to leave it that way. It's going to be bumpy in your fabric. You're not going to, one knot's a halbut. So if you have two knots next to each other, it's not going to look good at all. So what they do, they untied one, and the other one they left. But there was an untying thing over there. If you'll tell me that's what happened, some trechute kitre, two strings with knots, but they're next to each other. Shori chad v'kot achad. Shori opened one, v'kot, not just mean he tied one. He left the other one that way, so that he had opening. So that's not true. That nobody would do that. Because if you leave it open, you're going to learn a hole. You wouldn't do that if you. You're making something for the king. You're not going to leave a thing like that. You're going to repair it. You'll just leave it like that. They would never do that. You know where it was. Those who trapped the chalazin, they used nets, fishing nets. Nets were made from ropes. There you had tying and you had untying, because sometimes it wasn't permanent. You had this net, you needed a bigger net. So you took off some from this net, you tied it onto this net. Or you wanted to make that one bigger, or this one smaller, whatever. So, therefore, you have kosher and matir. And that's not too, okay, once you tie, you don't plan on reopening it. So that's a real kosher. It's also a real matir. You want to make one bigger, you want to make one, this one, that one, whatever. Okay. Vatofish de tviris, you make two in and an out, what you think, right? Frank the Gemara, well, it's not going to last. That's a malach. You put it in, it's going to pull right out. You have to tie the ends. If you do two tefiris, Ram says, if you do three, that'll hold. If you do two, you got to do something to tie at the end to make sure it holds. Okay. Stop.